It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new novel by Wisconsin author Sally Collins called Muddled Cherries is about as Wisconsin as it gets, written by a Wisconsinite, about Wisconsinites, set in, you got it, Wisconsin, and published by small Wisconsin publisher 1016 Press. The book also centers on topics close to home.
And the muddled cherries in the title are a key ingredient to one of Wisconsin's favorite drinks, but it's not a book of cocktail recipes.
Based in part on the author's experiences in western Wisconsin and Door County, the novel follows 20-year-old Emily Schmidt during some of the most formative events and decisions of her life.
Sally Collins is an author based in Door County. Muddled Cherries is her first novel. Sally, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, it might seem obvious you're from Wisconsin, you're here in Wisconsin. Talk a little bit about how this book of fiction is so deeply, tightly connected with life in Wisconsin.
Well, I kind of grew up avoiding that a little bit. I think I was a little like probably Anne Shirley and Joe March, where you're writing all these stories and reading all these stories that are from far away. I was really into Lord of the Rings and C.S. Lewis and just wasn't really seeing Wisconsin represented in fiction or in the stories that I loved. And so it took a while, probably in about college, I came upon Michael Perry's book, Population 485, which is set in the Chippewa Valley, which is where I went to high school. And it seemed so surreal that he could just write about his small town of Wisconsin and that people were responding so well to it across the country. And then fast forward, I think about a decade later, Nicholas Butler released his book, Shotgun Love Songs. And again, you know, me being a fiction writer, it felt like this door had opened in me that was like, I can write about Wisconsin. I don't have to look far and away to write a compelling story. I can look right inside me. And that was so freeing. I really appreciated that.
And there is some, I think, nostalgia in your book. It is not a rose-tinted nostalgic look at a small town life in Wisconsin. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, showing the upsides, but also the not so good things about life in the state?
Definitely. Yeah, this is a complicated love letter for sure. I feel so grateful for Wisconsin. It's given me so much. I'm a very proud Wisconsinite, but I knew to tell this story and to be authentic, I couldn't have a rose-colored story. There's too much that's not rosy and with anywhere in the world. And so as much as I wanted to celebrate, and I hope I do, you know, our culture and its people, and I feel, you know, that I wanted to give it all dignity and humanity and honor it, I really had to thread in there themes of alcoholism and codependency. And then I really kind of took a deep dive into sexual harassment, sexual assault, and how that was handled. Because the book takes place in 2009, pre-Me Too movement. And so I was really trying to capture a time and place and document an era in Wisconsin life when, you know, there was the Iraq War, the recession. There was just a lot to look at there in how we talked about and how we dealt with, especially sexual abuse, sexual assault, sexual harassment, which it just felt like it just permeated all the spaces I existed in growing up, with high school, with my youth group, with employers, with friends' fathers. It was just so casually a part of our lives and something that we were led to believe we needed to tolerate and was okay. And so I have some themes of that in the story, that it wasn't something I wanted to even go down, but it was like I was fighting it and I had to just give in and say, no, this is something I need to explore.
Sally, let's stay with that theme. Emily, your main character, I won't give away too many details, but has experienced sexual harassment and worse, I think it's fair to say. And there's a scene later in the book where she and friends are sharing their stories of interactions, big and small, related to sexual harassment, creepy guys. You know, as a guy living in that era, rationally, I knew this is going on, but I didn't really know it. Can you talk about why it was important for you to like put this out there, that this is a common experience for women?
Yes, it felt so important because I think pre-Me Too movement, it just felt like we didn't have the language or the education. I didn't understand the gray area between wrong and right, because it was so casual. You know, like most women, I've been threatened and harassed and stalked and assaulted, and I stayed silent and I didn't know who to go to, where to go to, if these feelings were valid, if I was a bit to blame. And, you know, when you're not seeing consequences for men who behave that way or treat women that way, you're not going to seek out help. And so my reaction was to be silent and, you know, and to make people comfortable. Everything's fine. I'm good. And, but then I've realized as years went on, I was not okay. And that was always lingering in the back of my mind. It really affected me. And I was seeking out ways to feel better, you know, and it just was not working. Even once I was married and had a child and a home, I was still plagued with nightmares. I was still riddled with this, you know, shame and guilt and fear. And I needed to get that out. And as I was wrestling with whether or not I even wanted to put out the book, you know, afraid of reactions, you know, is this too much? I was like, no, I need to put this out here. And I need to, you know, try to help others know that they're not alone and that these feelings are valid and you matter.
A theme in the book, I think, is the value of sharing that. Your characters heal to some extent as they talk to each other and support each other. Now, Me Too didn't magically make life better for women. It didn't take away all the problems. But if I take one thing away from your book, just the sheer act of talking about it does make a difference.
Yes, definitely. And you're right. Yes, the Me Too movement did not magically fix things. We have so far to go still. You're right on that. And I think these themes are still very relevant today.
We're talking to Wisconsin author Sally Collins about her new novel. It's called Muddled Cherries. Now, Sally, when we meet your main character, Emily, she's got a problem that I've heard from a lot of, especially smaller communities around Wisconsin. Young person, a lot they like about the place they live in, but not sure they see a life for themselves in that place. Talk a little bit about Emily and how that fits into small town life in Wisconsin.
Yes, for sure. Yes, I was very, you know, deliberate in making Deer Valley a fictional town because I didn't want to pinpoint any one town and say you are not, you know, doing enough for young people, but you're right. And so I didn't feel like there was a place for me in my small town. And I did feel like there was something lacking in the way of opportunity and diversity. And not that Door County is this magical place, but then when I came here to work one summer, I met this whole crew of people from around the world with all these different life experiences and pursuits who were there for very different reasons. And that really opened my eyes in a way that hadn't been opened before. And I learned so much about other people and cultures, and then in turn about myself. And Door County just kept pulling me back, as it does.
You mentioned earlier inspiration from Nicholas Butler and Michael Perry. Almost in a way, it sounded like giving permission to write about small town Wisconsin. And there might be people out there listening, maybe aspiring writers, who think, you know, there aren't stories to tell about Wisconsin that anybody's going to want to hear. They're going to want to write about a big city or Narnia or whatever the case may be. Can you give some encouragement to say, hey, yeah, you can write about this?
Oh, for sure. It was so freeing. And then as I was editing, I was discovering other authors, and I read Christina Clancy, I read Maggie Ginsberg, I read Carol Dunbar, and those were so reaffirming to me that you can write this compelling story with very dynamic characters here in Wisconsin. And to flesh out my characters, I relied on people that I had met along the way. I relied on bits of my own life. And there's so much right here. And so, yeah, I would so encourage you, if you're feeling a little stuck, go to a public place and just listen and write down what you're hearing. I have so many conversations in the novel that I think I took pretty much verbatim from bar patrons or my grandpa or friends. And they were such a joy to put in because they were so authentic and real, and not in like a pointing, laughing way, but in like a beautiful way.
Sally, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Sally Collins is a Wisconsin author. Her new book, Muddled Cherries, is available now. You can find a schedule of author talks on our website, sallycollinswrites.com.